Thank you. I now recognize Ms. Mitchell, partner with Foley and Lardner. Welcome, and you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I want to thank you for conducting this hearing, but I also want to thank the committee and the chairman. I'm sorry he's not here for me to personally thank, but and thank this committee because you've been determined and dogged and relentless in trying to get to the truth. And from those of us, and particularly my clients who were on the receiving end of the IRS targeting, I can tell you that the IRS was determined and dogged and relentless in the denial of the First Amendment rights of hundreds of citizens groups and thousands of law-abiding patriotic Americans. So my sympathy for the poor IRS being subjected to all of this investigation is not very high. You've asked us for recommendations about ensuring that this targeting never happens again. And I've come before you today as somebody who has represented clients before the IRS for many years before the targeting started, represented clients during the targeting, and now represent clients in suing the IRS in three different lawsuits that are cases that have arisen from this unlawful targeting. And I want to say, first of all, that I believe that the IRS is such a corrupt and rotten and broken agency that it cannot be salvaged. And frankly, for that reason, I would urge the members of Congress to support Representative Jim Bridenstine's bill, House Joint Resolution 104, which would repeal the 16th Amendment, abolish the income tax, and by definition and extension, abolish the IRS, because I don't think this agency can be saved. But knowing that that takes a little while, in the meanwhile, I have 10 recommendations I'm going to go through quickly, which are things that Congress needs to do to reinstate the rule of law at the IRS, because that's what has been lost through all of this, is an abiding by the IRS with the rule of law. First of all, I believe that IRS employees should be prohibited from being unionized. They should not be in a political organization that gives 94% of its contributions to Democrats, including 11 members of this committee, all Democrats. No Republicans have received any contributions from this union. I think, number two, that we should eliminate the application process for all 501c organizations other than C3s. There's absolutely no reason for organizations to go through this mother may I with the federal government to find out whether they can operate as a tax-exempt organization. They do not receive tax-deductible contributions. Contrary to what I hear constantly from members of Congress at these hearings, it makes my head spin. Contributions to a 501c4 organization are not tax-deductible to the donor. And there's no reason for organizations from any 501c category, all 29 of them, there's no reason for them to have to get permission from the government to operate. Number three, define by statute that political activities are social welfare activities. We should be encouraging, not discouraging, the people from participating in political activities, and citizens' organizations have a right and a duty to do that. Number four, repeal the tax that is imposed on political expenditures by 501c organizations. It is a hateful violation, in my view, of the First Amendment to tax citizens groups for the exercise of their First Amendment rights. Number five, this one needs a lot of work. Congress has got to take Section 26 U.S.C. 6103, which was enacted by Congress to protect taxpayers from unlawful inspection release of their tax information. The IRS has turned it on its head and now uses 6103 as a basis for denying the rights of citizens and taxpayers, denying Congress access to information about misdeeds by the IRS. We need to give taxpayers a private right of action and opportunity to recover treble damages from individual IRS employees who violate their 6103 rights. We need to repeal, number six, repeal the requirement that organizations must reveal to the IRS their donors. That is a terrible law, and has given rise already. The first inkling we had of IRS targeting of conservatives was when we saw the IRS going after donors to a conservative group and tried to impose a gift tax on them. There is no public interest and no public policy imperative for citizens to have to disclose to the government who their donors are. These are not public documents, and they should not be subject to being disclosed to the IRS. Number seven, as Hans said, we must, and I think the committee should expand its investigation and investigate, because I'm absolutely convinced that the IRS has used campaign finance reports, and in particular donors to the Romney presidential campaign or super PAC, as the basis of conducting personal IRS tax audits. And I think that that should be illegal, but this committee needs to get to the bottom of that particular situation, because I have heard too many stories from too many people from all over the country to not think that that something is afoot there. We need to give a number eight, a private right of action to citizens to be able to go to file lawsuits and to recover damages for the violation of their constitutional rights by federal employees, just as they can today against state and local employees. That should be extended to federal employees. Number nine, we have to reaffirm. Congress should reaffirm that the laws that Congress has enacted to protect taxpayers and citizens from an overreaching federal government, in fact, apply to the IRS. I have listened and watched and read the IRS say that things like the Administrative Procedures Act, the Regulatory Flexibility Act, the Paperwork Reduction Act don't apply to them. And we've seen that the IRS has completely disregarded its statutory obligations under the Federal Records Act and the Federal Information Security Management Act, and they're making a joke out of FOIA, because now they either don't answer your questions, make you sue them, or they lie. And finally, that we should make a law. The 18 U.S.C. Section 1001 makes it a crime for any citizen to make a false statement to a federal agency, agent, or investigator. Well, I believe that the IRS and its employees and federal employees should be held to the same standard when they lie to us. The IRS commissioner, Doug Shulman, came before this committee in March of 2012 and told this committee that there was no targeting of conservative groups, and that was a lie. And what has happened to him? And Lois Lerner has lied. Other members of the IRS, they've lied. And I think that they should be subject to the rule of law, and all the laws that Congress has enacted that apply to everybody else ought to apply to the IRS. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. We'll now turn to our final witness, Mr. James Scherr.